And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, we're talking digital imaging, digital cameras, rented lips.
Digital everything.
Yeah, but specifically imaging, it's you're coming up on the most active use of digital camera period of the year, this holiday season that's upcoming.
Rosh Hashanah, you mean?
There's that. There's
right.
There's Kwanzaa. There's...
Happy Kwanzaa, by the way, in case I forget to say it later.
There's Charissimas. There's a million different things that are going to cause you to be taking images. And so we want to try to give you some tips, some of them real simple to remember, like tip number one...
Get closer!
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's digital or not.
Yeah.
When it comes to your camera, you want to get a better picture. Get closer to what you're taking a picture of.
Don't use the zoom to get closer.
Physically move your body or move the people towards you.
You'll get a more gooder image. The general rule of thumb, the general rule of thumb is try to get within 6 feet. For most digital cameras. Obviously, if you have an SLR, you have one of these crazy prosumer devices, whatever. Great. Mm-hmm. You got a zoom line. Great. Good. The point-and-shoot handheld digital cameras, 6 feet or less.
What if I'm taking a picture of the Grand Canyon at night? Do I leave the flash on?
No. The flash will only reach to about 5 or 6 feet.
Is that why you want to get within 5 or 6 feet?
Yes, and then you want to turn the flash on, even if you're outside and it's bright sunlight.
In fact, in general, when in doubt, add more light, whether that's adding light in the room, whether that's taking the shot outside, and also including adding flash. Anything you can do to add more light is, and not light pointing towards the camera, by the way, light behind the camera, over the subject, whatever it is. Adding light will almost always improve the picture you're going to take.
So if you're not sure whether you should use a flash or not use a flash, the cool thing about digital is take 5-6 shots of the same thing, with the flash, without the flash.
At 6 feet? At 8 feet?
4 feet?
Try it all.
In fact, in the next hour, I'm going to give you a very specific, like you might want to get a piece of paper and pencil, because I'm going to give you a couple of different things when you're doing an outdoor shot. If you line it up this way, you'll see some pretty cool effects in the camera if you follow these instructions. So get your number two pencil and a yellow legal pad out.
Or open up Notepad inside of Windows, right?
However you want to do it.
I'm at the edge of my seat right now. I got to tell you this.
We're going to give you just, it's worth the wait.
I can hardly wait, Ken.
Okay, who's next here? Bill.
There's Bill. I found Bill.
Bill, welcome to the Computer Corner. May we be of some assistance?
Well, I hope so. I have three computers, two laptops that come and go, and a desktop. And I'm trying to hook them up to my HP 8200 printer. And I can't figure out how to make one talk to the other.
Okay, well, the simplest thing you can do is that take that printer and I would hook it up to the desktop machine.
Yep.
And then you go in and share that printer on the desktop machine. You know how to share a printer?
Yeah, okay. And I've tried that, and I can't get the other two to see it.
Okay, well, when you have the other two machines, how are you trying to go about seeing this printer? You're going into the add printer section and then...
Yes.
And then trying to browse for a network printer and going through those steps?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a couple possibilities. You may have a very over-aggressive firewall package on that desktop machine.
Uh-huh.
Do you run anything like a Norton Internet Security or have a zone alarm or anything that's a firewall or internet security package?
No, I've got Cox Cable and I've got their security package.
Yeah, and they have a software firewall program.
Okay.
So a couple things you might try to do just to see if that is the issue is disable that for a few minutes. Then try to browse for that printer that you're browsing for from the laptop machine and see if you see it. If so, then you can probably figure out how to go in and adjust some settings in the particular firewall package that you've got to exclude or to allow machines to see those shared devices.
Okay.
You may also need to, depending upon what else you want to share across this network, you may need to make sure, are these all Windows XP machines?
Two XP Homes and one XP Pro.
Okay, which one's which?
The desktop is XP Home, one of the laptops is a Pro and the other one's up.
So you might need to create a username on the desktop that reflects the username being used by the other two machines?
Or you could also try to go in and look at the existing users. Make sure you enable something called the guest account, which will remove that ability or that need to have to create special user accounts and permissions and things like that.
Is there a way to hardwire this stuff?
Well, there's another option, and you could buy something. If you have a little network of computers with these things, then I'm assuming?
Pardon me?
You have a network of computers with these three computers, correct?
I have wireless is all.
Okay, well, you can buy, and you might look at your existing router. Sometimes they have a way to share a printer right on the router itself.
Okay.
There's only a few brands that really do that, but you can alternatively, you can go and purchase a print server, and it's a little device. They sell them both wired and wireless. I'd recommend against the wireless in this case.
Run away!
But you could get a little box that plugs into the back of the printer that makes it kind of stand alone, and that's another option out there.
Okay, because you know, if I can't get the other two to work, that might be the route I'll go then.
It's called a print server, and make sure you get one that you plug into your router. Otherwise, you'll be calling us back.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Yeah, sharing, again, security makes things more difficult to talk, and usually that's where you run into problems.
When you get that wireless print server, wired print server, whichever you get, make sure you buy something that is returnable in case it's not the right thing.
Yeah.
We got lots more Computer Corner coming up. 602-277-5827. It's Ken and Brandon back after this news break.